إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we were talking about the issue of facing calamities and difficulties and the importance of resilience. We mentioned yesterday that resilience has three parts: facing the brutal facts, never losing hope in the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in eventual success, and making sense out of the mess. And in terms of the first part, yesterday we mentioned facing the brutal facts. The brutal facts with regard to us as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brutal facts with regard to being Muslims. Of course, it is not my aim to make any list of the amount of or the number of things we do wrong. That is for each one of us to reflect on individually and collectively. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. And this morning I got a message with a quote from one of the Salihin of the Summa, Al-Fudayl bin Ayyad radiyallahu rahmatullahi alayhi, who said a very, very beautiful thing. He said that the sin that you consider the smallest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the biggest. And the sin that you consider the biggest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the smallest. Now if you look at this, what is the meaning of this quote? Why is he saying that? Because when a person considers a sin to be small, then the issue is not about the sin. The issue is about the attitude which considers the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be insignificant. And that is arrogance. And arrogance is the worst of sins. So considering a sin to be, the fact that sins are big and small is a different matter. That is a matter of classification for the purpose of awarding of punishment. So obviously, you do not award a severe punishment for every sin. So for that purpose, some sins have been classified as kabair, as the major sins, and some other sins are classified as less than that. But that classification is not meant for us to consider any sin as being small. Because what is a sin? A sin is disobedience of Allah, period. Every sin, whether you murder somebody, or you tell a lie, or you cheat, or whether you may Allah protect us from such things, or whether we indulge in fornication, or we do something which we consider to be small. For example, smoking, everybody thinks it is quite okay to do that, right? Or listening to music, we all think it's okay, it can be done. Now, every single one of them, whether it is big or small, is a disobedience of Allah. So, when a person deliberately commits a sin and then says that, after all, it's a small thing, it is nothing big, what is that person actually doing? That is the issue. It's a question of the attitude of the individual. And a person, when he or she commits a sin and considers it to be small, that person is actually being arrogant. That person is indulging in arrogance, which is the worst of sins. Kibr, there is no sin which is bigger than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to destroy the person who has kibr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who has even an atom's worth of kibr in his heart, Allah will not even show him the Jannah. Arrogance. So therefore, arrogance is the worst. And therefore, considering any sin to be small is arrogance, because you think, "Arey, ye to choti cheez hai, kya karna hai? Arey, Allah ki nafarmani hai, choti kaise hoti? Allah bade hai, to nafarmani bhi badi hoti." So the issue of, and that's the reason why Al-Fudayl bin Ayyad rahmatullahi alayh, he said that the sin which you consider to be the smallest in the eyes of Allah is the biggest. And the sin which you consider to be the biggest in the eyes of Allah is the smallest. Now if you take this quote and this hidayat and this nasiha from Al-Fudail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi alayhi, and related to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentioned the sign of the muttaqi and the sign of the one who has no taqwa. What did he say? He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which is that a muttaqi, a person who has taqwa, when he or she commits the smallest of sins, they consider it to be like a huge rock which is poised on top of their head and will and is about to fall and crush them. A muttaqi, a person of taqwa, if and when they commit the smallest of sins, they consider it to be like a huge rock which is poised on top of their head and can fall on top of them and crush them at any time. So what do they do? They immediately make tawbah. So first of all, they never commit a sin deliberately. But if it happens and they become aware of it, then immediately they make tawbah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, the meaning of which is that when a person who has no taqwa commits the worst of sins, he or she considers it to be like a fly which is sitting on their nose. And all they have to do is wave and it will fly away. See the beautiful example that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. So in this example, if you look at the person of taqwa and if you look at the person without taqwa, what are we seeing? We are seeing a difference in attitude. A difference in attitude, one which considers the smallest infraction, the smallest mistake, the smallest sin, the smallest disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be like a huge problem. How could I have done this? Why did I make this mistake? And now that it has happened, I immediately make tawbah. I immediately make tawbah. And on the other hand, we have a person who has no taqwa. And that person considers the sin also to be, it's okay. Whole world does it, so what if I do it? I'm not the only person doing it. There are so many other things. And that is why it is very, very important for us to remember when we are facing the brutal facts with regard to the calamities or the difficulties and so on that we face. It is very important for us not to gloss over our actions. As I have said, as I have mentioned before, the difference between a mistake and a crime, the difference between a mistake and a crime is not the action itself, but the attitude towards that action. The difference between a mistake and a crime is not the attitude itself. It is the, is not the mistake itself, it's not the action itself. It is the attitude towards that action. Right? For example, if you are, if you get up and there is an elder, your father, your grandfather, your teacher, or somebody who is sitting there, and as you walk past, accidentally, if your foot touches the person, if you accidentally kick that person, it is an accident. You did not mean to do that, it's an accident. At the most, you will say, you will ask pardon immediately, the person will forgive you. The matter is over. But the same action, what is the action? The action is touching your foot or kicking that person who is an elder, who is your father, who is your teacher. The same action, when you do it accidentally, it is not something which is punishable, it is something which is forgivable. At the most, you have to simply ask forgiveness. Please forgive me, he forgives you. But exactly the same action, the action has not changed. Exactly the same action, with the same force, with the same, it's not that you are, now you are kicking him like you, you know, you are kicking a ball into the goal, no. Same thing, if you do it deliberately. If you deliberately go and kick your father, if you deliberately go and kick your teacher, you might say, well, you know, why will I do that? I'm not saying, just take it as an example. Why will you do it then? Why will you disobey Allah? Which is much worse. Let me give you another example. While you are driving your car, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all from such situations and save us all from such accidents. But while you are driving your car, somebody jumps out of a bus, somebody, you know, suddenly crosses the road or something, and you hit that person and the person dies. Will you go to jail? Will you be hanged? Is it considered murder? No. It is an accident, manslaughter. At the most, you pay some compensation. And that also depends on whether it was that person's fault or not. If it's that person's fault, most of the time, nothing will happen to you at all, whatsoever. Accident. Although a person died because of you. Same situation. If a person is going crossing the road or walking on the road, and it's someone that you don't like and so on and so forth, you say this is a good opportunity, you line up your car and you nail the guy. You kill him. Now what? If that crime can be proved, in any case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's a crime, but if that crime can be proved, then you are worthy of capital punishment, you will be hanged. Action is the same. You kill somebody. So whether it is a small thing or a big thing, what actually makes it small or big is not the action itself, it is the attitude behind that action. And that is the meaning of this hidayah and this nasiha from Al-Fudail bin Ayyad rahmatullah alayhi, which as I mentioned is supported by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is for us to examine our attitudes. And therefore I want to end as a continuation of yesterday, the next point will come to tomorrow inshallah. As a continuation of yesterday is that when we are saying, look, face the brutal facts. Why are we in difficulties? Why are calamities being visited upon our heads? Facing the brutal facts is not only making a list of all the sins that are being committed by the Muslim Ummah or all the sins that we might personally be committing, but even more important than that is to look at the attitude behind that sin, the attitude behind our actions. They say, why are we doing this? We are doing this because we consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be unimportant, na'udhu billah. We are doing it because we consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's disobedience to be insignificant and inconsequential, na'udhu billah. And that is the reason why our sin, even though on the face of it, it might look to be small, it is the worst of sins because it is the sin of arrogance and kibr. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to enable us to develop taqwa where we consider the smallest of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the biggest thing, and immediately we make tawbah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us inshaAllah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.